Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 3rd of June. Starting off with BlueRock Diamonds, which has come back a little bit off its best level of the day so far, 67 pence. But given the way that we're trading in the wake of a bear trap gap reversal, that's the May to June price action, the gap higher today, and broken above the 50-day line via that gap, this looks, rather positive. The other positive is the bullish divergence in the RSI window, so lower lows for May versus March, but the RSI kept on rising with higher lows there. The view at this stage is that while we're above the floor of the gap at 50 pence, we could head to the top of a broadening triangle as high as 80 or 85 pence by the end of next month. Borders and Southern is next, and here we see that the shares have broken this January resistance line and the 50-day moving average at 0.83 pence. While we're above that, looking for a best-case scenario target up to the March resistance line projection I've drawn at 1.8 pence. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe you wait for an end-of-week close, or at least an end-of-day close, above post-May resistance at a penny. Any dips towards the 50-day line in the meantime are a buying opportunity for aggressive technical traders. On to Cat and I, where it's been quite a rocky ride of late, and here you can see why. I've got this triangle formation set up now, really, with the uptrend line from April running through 1.9 pence. That's the initial low of this month so far. Got a resistance line there from April running through around 3.8 pence. Above 1.9, looking for 3.8 pence again. We've got the overall backdrop of a gap to the upside in April, and that remains unfilled. I call that the sort of rocket launcher type of maneuver. The shares bounced above the top of the gap, so that is normally a positive sign. Breaking 3.8 to 4 pence could take the shares back up towards a retest of April resistance at 10 pence. One of yesterday's stocks, which has come good, is Cadence. And the reason for including it today is actually because it has done so well. We had the break of the 200-day moving average yesterday, which was the reason for the inclusion, and a predicted top of April price channel target up to 13 pence. Not far off that now, but if we get an end-of-day or end-of-week close above 13 pence, there is the chance, at least, of a move towards that April resistance line projection at 35 pence. And obviously that's a punchy call, but it looks like a punchy chart at the moment. Let's see how this situation pans out. I suppose at this stage, the stop loss on the bull argument back below that late April resistance at 8.4 pence. If you're aggressive, maybe you would just not allow this stock to go back below 10 to 10.5 pence. Let's see how that works out. Next stock, which is a relative rarity here on the Bulletin Board Heroes, is Kavango Resources. Gap higher today through the 20-day moving average at 1.07 pence, and while above that, looking for a top of April resistance, April rising trend channel rather, at 1.8 pence, possibly as soon as the end of the month. A couple of farmers to look at now. Here we've got Merio here breaking and gapping through both the 20 and 50-day moving averages. So above that resistance line there from January and the 50-day line at 20 pence, looking for a top of February price channel target as high as 36 pence by the end of, well, perhaps even by the end of this month, maybe the end of the next month is a more realistic thing to shoot for. Stock which I haven't looked at for quite a long time in any capacity is New River Right. Here this looks interesting in the sense we've broken out of this triangle and broken above the 50-day moving average at 59 pence. Top of the March trend channel is pointing to a 95 pence target. End of day close above that April peak around 71, 72 pence should bring that 95 pence target into view. Only back below yesterday's resistance at 65 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. RPS stock, which is probably not talked about that much, but the chart itself, too good to resist with this beautiful W-shaped reversal. We've got a rising trend channel there from April, top of the channel heading for 80 pence, and an end of day close above that May intraday high at 53 pence, let's call it 54 pence, which should be enough to take the shares up to the 80 pence zone. Wonderful bullish divergence there, and there's this sort of scallop type curves of price action that we've seen here in April and May, looking very, very encouraging indeed. Stock which is also cheering up the bulls at the moment is React Group, rising trend channel here from March, floor of the channel at 1.5 pence and above that, looking for the top of the channel at 2.7 pence as soon as the end of this month, or at least over the next month or so. Just a few more to go now. We've got Senior, which is probably a rather unlikely candidate, but that has also broken a triangle formation and the 50-day moving average at 62 pence. While we're above the late April peak at 68 pence on an end-of-day close basis, we could hit the top of the March rising trend channel at 100 pence. A couple more to go now. Thor Mining, one of a sort of friend of the bulletin board heroes, let's say, had a good rally here in the latter part of last year. But the gap higher through the 200-day moving average to start June is very technically significant, and that above 0.36 pence on an end-of-day close basis, we could be heading up to the top of that rising December trend channel at 0.95 pence. Stop loss probably maybe allowed down towards 0.3 pence, but ideally there's no break back below the 200-day line. People getting quite excited after a long time in the doldrums for United Oil and Gas. You can see the shares finally powering away there with a W-shaped formation, breaking that neckline basically on the close yesterday at 2.04 pence. And we could head up to 4.5 pence or even possibly even 5 pence, if depending on where the line should actually be there, up to 5 pence. And end-of-day close above the 200-day moving average today would provide a lot of encouragement. That's at 2.9 pence today. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.